Diane Brown from Purdue University, and she'll discuss her findings on senescence-associated genes in glycine max.
So hi, my name is Anne Brown, and I'm from Purdue. I'm a PhD student at Purdue University, and today I'm going to be talking to you about my research, which is titled Senescence-Associated Genes Identified by Expression Profile in Glycine Max Trifoliate Leaves and Cotyledons. So first, a little outline. I'm going to be talking about the background of our experiment, and then the experimental design, some results that we found, and then our conclusions. So background. Senescence is the biochemical process of nutrient remobilization. So it's the process of moving nutrients from older parts of the plant into newer parts of the plant. It's important in the source-sink relationship. So we can see in the figure here, the developing cotyledons are important to supplying nutrients to the developing seedling. Likewise, the leaf is important for supplying nutrients to the developing seeds. So the question is, if we can prolong the green period or extend that photosynthetic period, we'd be able to accumulate more nutrients into the leaf and then potentially moving more nutrients into the seed and affecting the yield of the soybean. So our approach, we used a time-course RNA-seq experiment to identify gene expression patterns in the cotyledons and the trifoliate leaves. We identified cotyledon and leaf-specific genes, and then we also characterized biochemical and physiological processes occurring during different stages of both the trifoliate leaf and the cotyledon. So now we'll go into our experimental design. So here we have our stages of leaf development. Our first stage of leaf development was at the V3 stage. So this is the third trifoliate leaf on the soybean plant. And this is when it's first beginning to come out. And so then samples were collected each week after that until around the leaves were around 30% chlorotic. So then we used qRT-PCR to determine what stages to be sent for sequencing. In the end, we sent stage 1, stage 3, stage 5, stage 7, and stage 8 for sequencing in the leaf. For the cotyledon, our samples were grown just when the cotyledon was beginning to emerge and it was green and just beginning to crack open. So it was around 6 days after planting. And that was sent for sequencing, along with cotyledons when the first unifoliate leaves were out, completely out. And then the third stage was when the cotyledons were beginning to senesce and degrade. So we did principal component analysis on our samples to determine variation within our replicates and within our samples. So if we look at the leaf, we can see that there's not much variation between our replicates, but there is a big difference between stage 1 and stage 3. There wasn't much difference between stage 3 and stage 5, but there was a big difference between stage 3 and 5 and then 7 and 8. Likewise, in the cotyledon, we can see again that there was not much variation between our replicates, but there is a big variation between stage 1 and stage 2, and then also stage 2 and stage 3. So our RNA-seq pipeline. So we got the raw RNA-seq reads, and then we aligned our reads to the transcriptome using Bowtie. We obtained the read counts from the reads that only hit the transcriptome once. And then we filtered low-count reads and normalized. We then determined differentially expressed genes using EDGE-R and DE-seq and filtered the genes with a 1.5 log-fold change. So from the genes that we found to be differentially expressed between DE-seq and EDGE-R, we used the shared genes from those programs as our gene sets. From our gene sets, we were able to create gene expression profiles. And then from those gene expression profiles, we used MapMan and Go enrichment analysis to determine functions of those profiles. So now we'll go into the results we found. So first we identified tissue-specific genes. So these were genes that were only present in either the cotyledon or the leaf. So altogether, we found around 36,000 transcripts to be shared between the two tissues. We found around 3,000 genes to be specific to the cotyledon. And of those genes that were specific to just the cotyledon, they're involved in carbohydrate metabolism. So when we did gene ontology, we found the overrepresented GO terms were alpha-glucan water dikinase and trehalase synthesis, which is carbohydrate metabolism. Like with the leaf-specific genes, we found around 2,000 leaf-specific genes, and those genes were involved with flower development and photoperiodism. So altogether, we found around 38,000 transcripts to be expressed during at least one stage of leaf development. And of those 38,000 transcripts, around 9,500 were found to be differentially expressed. Likewise, in the cotyledon, we found 39,000 transcripts to be expressed during at least one stage of the cotyledon. And of those, around 12,500 were found to be differentially expressed between at least two stages. So here's where we created gene expression patterns. So if this is for the cotyledon, so we have our profile, and these were genes that had a constant decrease in expression throughout our time course. So these are genes that decreased from stage 1 to stage 2, and then also were decreasing from stage 2 to stage 3. And they are color-coded with a light pink color. And there's 456 genes with that expression profile. Altogether, we had around 9 profiles. So here we go into a little bit of our data analysis of those expression profiles. So first we'll talk about transcription factors that we found, and then promoter motifs, and then gene ontology of those expression profiles. So here we have differentially expressed transcription factors. And with this table graph, we're showing that specific transcription factor families are associated with certain developmental patterns. So here we can see, again, the colors are associated with the patterns. We can see that the worky transcription factors and also the GRAS transcription factors are associated with the later stages of cotyledon development. And if we look at the earlier stages of cotyledon development, we can see that the BHLH, or the basic helix loop helix transcription factors, and the auxin transcription factors are associated with the earlier stages of cotyledon development. With those transcription factors, we wanted to look at the significant promoter regulatory motifs that are associated with those transcription factors. So in this table, again, we have our expression profiles up on top, and then our motifs down the y-axis. And then the last line here, we have the total number of promoters. So the total number of promoters that were found in each of those expression profiles. So then in each box, we can see the e-value of that specific motif, and then the number of motifs that were found in those promoters. So if we look at the later stages of the cotyledon, we can see that the DPBF 1 and 2, the W box, and around the box 2 are associated with the later stages of the cotyledon development. So if we look at profile 8, we can see that the E value for the W box is 3.57 e to the negative 42, so it was pretty significant. And then there's 1,200 motifs found in 303 promoters in that profile. And again, with the earlier stages of the cotyledon, we can see that the ATMYC2BS, SLIP1, and ABFs are associated with the earlier stages of cotyledon development. And here we did GO enrichment analysis to determine functions going on in those stages. So we can see in stage 1 of the cotyledon, genes were found to be involved with photosynthesis, lipid binding, carbohydrate, and fatty acid metabolism. In stage 2, genes were also found to be involved with photosynthesis, so those cotyledons were still photosynthesizing. But then the defense mechanisms are starting to turn on. So we have a defense response and then jasmodic acid biosynthetic processes. and then kinase activity and sulfate transport. And then in those senescent stages of the cotyledon, we found the overrepresented GOTAMs to be involved with beta amylase activity, bacillar protein processing, response to symbiotic fungus, and tetracycline transport activity. So conclusions, we profiled approximately 41,000 transcripts in both the trifoliate and cotyledons of the soybean. We identified leaf and cotyledon specific genes and associated functions with those genes. And then we also identified families of transcription factors and corresponding cis regulatory motifs that correspond to certain stages in both tissues and may prove useful in further biotechnological approaches. In acknowledgments, I'd like to thank the Hudson Lab, my advisor Karen Hudson, and our lab technician Melissa Carrero, Matthew Hudson for his input on our project, Fei Zhang from the Department of Statistics at Purdue for helping me with some R code, and then the Purdue Genomics Facility and Bioinformatics Core. And then this work was funded by the USDA IRS and the USDA AFRI Partnership for Research and Education in Plant Breeding and Genetics. And again, thank you for your attention. And I'll take any questions. Our plants were grown in the growth chamber in standard conditions, so it wasn't under any stress environments.
And why do you think that cotyledons are senescent
and cotyledons
is more important than
senescent? Well, again, the cotyledons, so you can get your experiment done in 3 weeks, because cotyledons are done within 3 weeks. So it was more to compare, and we're also interested in the tissue-specific, because our lab focuses on fatty acid biosynthesis and the composition of the seed. So cotyledon's really tied into that, too. So that's why we're looking at cotyledons. Any other questions?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.